You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Chaschinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, which is Mitzvah of Kibud Avem, says the following. Look at the Minchas Chinuch. So Minchas Chinuch says the following. The Kibud Avem is similar to all the mitzvahs in the Torah to make tshuva. The tshuva mechaperes. We know the mitzvah seseh. The Gemara Nyon says, Shuvah is mechaperes. We call Bok when he misupak. Says Minchas Chinuch, I have a doubt. If he mevor beram, berg beis mi tshuva, lo chates, o beshas, devir shubedon lachaviru lo mehani tshuva. Velo yom ha-kipur mashirot et chaviru. We know the mitzvahs bedodom lachaviru have a unique feature. That yom kippur and tshuva are not enough. You need shirot et chaviru. You need to ask mechila. In kan be mitzvah zu shel kibud, u noisav. This mitzvah of kibud avayim, which is unique to the parents. The xeras akosubu, the noisav al kibud kolodom. We know the parents, they get a kibud extra than the order that you give to other people. The beodom acher and yisra al gitzaru, everybody else, you don't have to respect. What you have to do is to make sure that you don't make them suffer, you don't make them feel anguish. We know that by kibud avayim, the mitzvah is to mechabed, so it's unique. So the question is like this: if you are not mechabed your parents, after the mitzvah samokim baruch hu, so it's possible that the mitzvah of kibud avayim is a mitzvah ben odom lamokim, not ben odom chaveroi. And it makes sense, because the first five commandments, the first luach is v'nodam l'mokim. So says Minchas Chinuch, it's possible that v'nodam l'mokim. The kibud avayim is not something that you owe towards your parents, it is towards that you owe towards a Kodesh Boho. Nafkimina will be that if your person Chas V'Sholom was to transgress kibud avayim, he doesn't have to ask mechila, he has to do tshuva. The v'nodam l'chaveru ema b'mashu shava l'choda, because perhaps v'nodam l'chaveru is only a mitzvah that's equal to everybody. If you're this distinguish between a parent and somebody else says benodam lamokim. Aval kadu rak beovi v'imun ken ein alam misa shebenodam lamokim baruchu, and therefore tshuva alodu b'iraf. Odil matkeber shashem izborach tziva zo mitzvah benodam lachaveru yu. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzavet that you should give honor to your parents, have a benodam lachaveru and shuvim lo shirasev tzvi v'imun. Maybe it's a mitzvah benodam lachaveru, and therefore tshuva doesn't help. So Mishnah Minchas Chinuch is mesupak. Lemaisa lemaisa, is it benodom lamokim and tshuva helps, or is it benodom lachaver and tshuva does not help? Now, clearly, and I think the Olam always brings, it's a machlok as a Rishonim appears to be, because the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is in Peah Aleph Aleph, right? So this Vechelek Hashem Mitzvot Zafuyot Betualas Benyodom Ktsotum Ktsotum. So the Rambam divides various categories of mitzvahs, and one of the things he says is the following. There are mitzvahs which toelet b'di adam k'tzatam in k'tzatam. There are many mitzvahs which are bin odom l'chaveru, kegon azora l'gneiva v'oino v'aiva v'netira, to steal, to fall, netira v'chulei, kegon atziwa b'avas ishas chaveru after l'racha kamoi, chavashlo asidam l'azik l'chaveru, and you should, l'nivu l'atziti nichshol, yot madam reveu. Kibud ha'ovis v'chachomim. The Sita Saramba means the kibud ha'ovis, the respect to the parents, is one of the mitzvahs of the Olam Chaveru. Toelas ben odom k'tzatzim k'tzatzim. It's a ben odom l'chaveru. So Sita Saramba means that it is a ben odom l'chaveru. That's what the Ramban appears to be saying. The Ramban in Shmois, by the Ses Adivra, says, Kabedes Avicha, hine ishlim kol mashanu chavid ibri abu rebatsu v'chvoidoi. Says the Ramban, the first four mitzvahs is what we are mechuyav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chazal tzavototat b'nyanei hanivroim. And then you have when the mitzvahs which are b'nodom l'chaveroi. V'itchil minam shlo itodoy tavkinyam boi rebishtate v'tzira. And therefore he took the father, which is in between, that he is a human, is a b'nodom l'chaveroi, but he is like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because in Mishtate Mitzira, Ki Hashem Avinu Rishon, because when you mechabed the parents, you mechabed a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a parent. He's the original parent, he's the original cause. Right? So you mechabed your parents, you indirectly mechabed a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the kibud a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he is the one who brought our parents to. So he is the source, right? He is the ultimate father. When the Pasuk says you should respect your parents, kasher tziviticha, like I commanded you earlier, so Poshim Shat is commanded earlier in the first Luchas. The Ramban says no, kasher tziviticha means like I was mechabed you, to mechabed me, you've got to mechabed your parents. אוקיי? כן, אני מצדכם בכבוד המשתתף עם יצירוסכם ולשקו עושה כובד. So in therefore the Pasuk says, you should be מכבד the parents, because the parents are part of the Kodesh Boko. So you're מכבד the Kodesh Boko. One of the ways is like a partnership, right? Kodesh Boko is a partnership with the parents. He's the source of the parents. So being מכבד the parents is indirectly being מכבד the Kodesh Boko. Right? And that's why he writes, Mefurosh b'divrei Rabbi Seinu, Chukash Chvoidem L'Chvoidem Mokim. That's how Rambam learns, Chvoidem L'Chvoidem Mokim, is the pshat is that their covet is really an indirect way of being Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam is Mashal Saben Odom L'Mokim, right? That you are respecting your parents as a way to give honor and respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are a conduit. The Pele is that everybody asks what the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis says the following. Omar Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rav Shemar Shela, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Rav Chizda. Ha'av Shemochel al Kvoidoi. There is a unique thing that the father who was Moichel, Kvoidoi Mochel. The father could actually be Moichel on his Kovet. Harav Ein Kvoidoi Mochel. Right? But the father could be Moichel the Kovet. And the question is, if you're Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your parents are the vehicle for you to be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the conduit, how can they be Moichel the Kovet? It's a mitzvah benodom l'mokim. It's not a mitzvah to them. Mishlam according to the Rambam, that you're Mechabed them, is a benodom l'chaveroi. So they have the ownership and the right to forego it. They have the right to be Moichel. But if they are only the vehicle to be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can they be Moichel? So Rabbi David Povarsky, the Olam always says, must be, that even if he's been Otam Lamokim, in the Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're Mechabed, your father, I get the kibbut through your father. So in other words, the mitzvah bin Odom Lamokim is to be Mechabed your father. Your father is the in-between, is the intermediary. It's not that you're Mechabed as a conduit only. No. The kibbut HaKadosh Baruch is by Mechabed your parents. So if your parents are Moichel, so then there's no mitzvah. So in other words, it is a kibbut HaMokim. So it's, you're Mechabed really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By being Mechabed your parents. But it's not the pshat is that your parents are just a placeholder. No. Your parents are the owners, because by being Mechabed your parents, you're Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a resting point. It's almost like your parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are combined. The kibud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being Mechabed your parents. And the question is, this is a very unique mitzvah. Usually you have a very big distinction between Odom L'Chaveroi and Odom L'Mokim. Very big distinction. He has a ben odom lamokim through a ben odom l'chaveroi. Right? That's why the ben odom l'chaveroi doesn't exist, the ben odom l'chaveroi falls. So even though it's ben odom lamokim, but it's a ben odom lamokim mediated through a ben odom l'chaveroi. That's kibud avayim. And the question is, why is kibud avayim so unique in that aspect? This is, you usually have a dichotomy, ben odom l'chaveroi, ben odom lamokim. Now you have a ben odom l'chaveroi, which is a conduit to ben odom lamokim. It's almost like a filter to ben odom lamokim. And the question is, why? Question number one. Question number two, and is a question that we heard last week from Binyamin, Harav Binyamin. Now, Birkas Kohanim is very interesting, right? Birkas Kohanim is the opposite. The Kohanim are Mevorech, HaKadosh Baruch is Mevorechas to the Kohanim, right? But it's not our mitzvah. Our mitzvah is to get the Birkas HaKohanim, right? And HaKadosh, they are the ones who bring about the mitzvah. They're the count, but it's not the HaKadosh Baruch who vests through them. HaKadosh Baruch, the Shechina is in between their fingers, whatever it is, but they are a conduit, right? Here's not. The kibud avayim is a kibud of the parents, and the parents are a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch. It's a ben odom l'chaveiro, a ben odom l'mokum through ben odom l'chaveiro. That's why it's different. Now, last week, Rabbi Yomi Boka asked me a very good question. We spoke about that the idea of Shmuis is the idea of these parallel universes, right? That's why Shti Alechem, we know that they're Shti Alechem, the Mazel, the zodiac of Chodesh Sivan, is the concept of twins Gemini. It's the same idea that we have on the counting of the Omer, weeks and days. So it's bringing two dimensions together, right? The dimension of the physical and the dimension of the spiritual. And that's why, right, there are two Luchos HaBris, the Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, and the Ben Odom L'Mokim, we bring them together, right? And as we mentioned, and I want to even mention before, the Gemini says, the Shevi Shmuel in various places, that if you look at the zodiac of Chodesh Nisan, is the sheep, right? Skele, right? Aries. And the sheep, the uniqueness of the sheep is there's no individuality, right? They go in a herd. It's like a tzibur. On the other side, however, here is Taurus. Is an ox. And an ox is very individualistic. It's very individual. It's a very opinionated animal, right? It doesn't go in a herd. They actually fight with each other. So there are opposites. So says the Sefer Shmuel, that is what Shavuos is all about. Shavuos is all about is connecting the sheep, the Aries, with the Taurus, the individual to the community. I always mention, Vayichad Yisrael, Kish Echod, Belev Echod. So there is a communal aspect to Matan Torah, but still the Pasuk says, each one heard his own voice. A child heard as a child speaking. A fighter heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu as Yisroel Choma. A woman heard him as a female. So in other words, there was a uniqueness of revelation to each and every person. Says the Medrash Tanchuma is equivalent to man. Man tastes a different to each person. So there's an individuality and there is a tzibur. This is the concept of the unity of these two is what Shavuos is all about. But the Pele is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches. Look at the Gemara Daf Peches. Dorash Haug Lilo, a leader of Chizda. That person from the Golil told Rav Chizda, Brich Rachmon that you have right to say, Brich Rachmon that they gave a triple Torah, which Torah Levim Ksuvim, Le'am Klisoi, for a triple nation, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, Aledit Klisoi, by the third person, Moshe Rabbeinu is the third brother, Beyon Klisoi, in the third day of Shlosh Yisimeh Bola, Be'archat Klisoi, in the third month, which is Sivan. And the Gemara says, Kiman Kerabonan, that's according to Rabbonan, who hold that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is given on Vav, right, which is Dalet Hei Vav, was given the third day. So here, the focus is on a triple Torah, not a double. We are used to hear the doubles. Teoyim, doubles. Shti Alechem, two Luchos. Where in the world do we see now this new idea called the triples? Where do the triples come from? And Michael Boris is saying, look at Golil. The word Golglilo is Gimel and Lamed, and Lamed. 30, 30, and 3, right? The triple. By the way, this sounds very strange, right? Galilee is where Oysoaish came from, right? Which is ultimately Trinity, right? So it's funny that Dafka from the Golil. So what's the shot? Is it 3 or is it 2? So that's a question that needs to be asked. Is the Yom Tov of Shavuos a representation of 3s or a representation of 2s? The Poshup shot is 2, bringing 2 separate dimensions together. The dimension of the Tzibur, the dimension of the Yochid, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi to Bein Adam L'Mokim, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, we saw the Shti Alechem, or perhaps Shamayim Vaaretz, that's Matan Torah, that's the Gemini. Is it 2 or is it 3? That's question number 2. That's question number 2. And now we're going to see question number 3, and there's a Chassam Sofer. This Chassam Sofer is fantastic, people. Look at the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is Alashas, right? Says the Chassam Sofer, Dor Shauglo, the Rav Chizkiya ben Nachman Ben Tros, Lion Klisoi, quotes the Gemara. He says, Hey, Peomim Klisoi, if you pay attention to the Gemara, this Golil says there are 3-5 components of the Torah, which are triple. Triple Torah, Torah Levim Ksuvim, to a triple nation, Kohanim, Levim, and Israelim, through in a third day, and I'm sorry, Aliditl, so through the third brother, which is Moshe, in the third day of the third month. So it's 5 threes. So he says, Hey, Piyomim, Klisoi, Oleyut, Hey. So you realize that 3 times 5 is 15, right? Vatuira Nitna Shlosha Peyamim, and Matan Torah happened 3 times by Klal Yisrael. Sinai, Matan Torah in Sinai, or El Moed, we know that there is a bris in El Moed, the Gemara in Saita says there were 3 brises given, because the Torah basically, there were 3 Matan Torahs. 1 Matan Torah in Sinai, 1 Matan Torah in El Moed, 1 right before they came to Eretz Yisrael in Arvos Moed. Shloish Shapyamim Yudhei, Olemem Hei. So if you take 5 times 3 times 3, is a total of 45. Kimilui Havayis Baruch Shemur. That's how you spell Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Bemilui Aleph. If you look at Havayi, Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? And you spell it with an Aleph, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, Hey Aleph, Vav, Vov Alef Lefov. And hey, hey Aleph, if you add a number, it's 45. And it says, Kimiloi Havayis Baruch Shemai, that's Shem Shemaim spelled out. V'hainu B'rich Rachmon, that's why he says, B'rich Rachmon, the Golo said, HaKudosh Baruch is Mevoirach, because this is how he expressed his name, Ma, Kima U'B'china Sarachamin. The Shema is B'china Sarachamin. And because it's B'china Sarachamin, it has to do with Torah, and therefore, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a triple Torah five times, three times, in the five dimensions of triples, which makes 15. Three times Matan Torah is 45. Says Tim, because the Shema Yud Kevav is spelled with an Aleph, is Midas Arachamim, and that's what Brich Rachmon. And the question is, what does the Chassam Sofer mean? What does it mean, the Shema? What does it have to do with the Shema? What does it have to do with Rachamim? And why Torah, the fact that it was given three times, and each aspect is three, becomes the Shema? There are other Miluim Hashem Shamayim. Why specifically the Shema? And it's interesting, this is a Kabbalistic Chassam Sofer in the Pirush Al Shas, right? This is Chassam Sofer Al Shas. What does Chassam Sofer mean? So just to review, we have three questions, like three, okay? This is the three and the triple questions. Number one, why is Kibbutz Avim so unique that Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Ben Adam L'Mokim merge, specifically Kibbutz Avim here? Question number one. Question number two, what's the triple of Torah? Meaning we spoke last week about the duality of Torah, not the triple part of it. How does the triple add to it? And the number three says the Chassam Sofer, three is the gematria, do three times the five aspects of three, three Matan Torahs, 45 the Shema. What does it have to do with anything? To answer all of this, I would like to go and to see how the Afikiyam is a bit so Kaizik covers Kabbalistic interpretation of the Gemara, and he's going on the Gemara in the Peches of Hauglilo. Ha'inyan. Torah nitna l'Yisrael b'shul tikkun ha'olam. What the Torah comes to give to us is the tikkun ha'olam ve'abriya kulam besoida maskala. This is the famous idea that we spoke so many times, the maskala. The maskala is what Sefer Ditznusa, the Kor of the Zohar, says, Safra Ditznusa is Safra Ditznusa, Safra the Shokil Bemaskala. Is a book that was weighed in a scale. Maskala is the scale. So what does it mean, the scale? Says the Ritzchokazichover, Shumishloisha Kafchus, you have one line, which is Chus, one side, the other side is Kafchoiva, Veloshon Choik Mechria Beinayim, and there is in between, if you look in a scale, you have two plates, Kafchus and Kafchoiva, and you have the scaling itself in between, the balance is the two. Shem klal hakol. And says, and so it ha'ovah shem klal kol Yisrael. That's the klal ha'ovah. And let me explain to you something which is so fundamental, Matan Torah. We all know that the world is a universal language. That if a person analyzes the world, like Avraham Avinu did, you come to the realization that the world is a unity, is an expression of ultimate unity, which is the Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. William James already writes, right, that there is a unity, is actually a universal language of man. If you analyze the world, if you are Buddhist, if you are any mystic, you come to the Ineffable One. Right, to Exer, even though mathematics, you realize that there is something called the God's equation, which is the unique. Einstein was looking for that God's equation, that one equation that explains the whole world. So the whole world aims to a unity, right? And that unity is what the world is centering towards. Physics leads you to that. Mathematics leads you to the Aleph, which is the infinite. Every religion allows you to the infinite. And you didn't need Navatar for this. Anybody who analyzes the world will come to this conclusion. The same with the Hinduism. Hinduism, which is the ultimate source of all Avodah Zarah. The Upanishads explain that it all comes from the Brahman, which is this unity that expresses itself in various forms. So what's the unique about Matan Torah? But the chiddush of Matan Torah is the maskal. The chiddush of Matan Torah is that we can create a situation that the unity allows us to be individuals connecting to eternity, to create the dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our dimension, and to create a unity that allows for separateness. This is called the maskala. The maskala is allowing two dimensions, which are opposite to each other, to balance each other out. That's kafchus and kafchoiva. There is one idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is monism. He's everything. And there is a world of separateness. To balance separateness with togetherness, that's what Torah is all about. Torah gave us a vehicle of connecting to the Ichud in a way that we can leave ourselves there. That's the uniqueness of Torah. Torah gave us a path of how to connect to Him in a way to allow us to have a life and an existence and a consciousness. And that's the greatest gift of all. And that's called the Soid HaMaskala. And Chazal explained the following. The giver and the, if you look at the giver, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the receiver, the Mekabel, which are the humans, it's Keneged Yitzilas Adam and Chava, right? Adam and Chava, they were created in Gan Eden originally, right? In the mindset, they were connected. They were two partsufim. They were two faces facing away from each other. So they were connected. The female was led by the male. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed to create a separation, the Nesira, to allow the female to separate and to connect in a way that she maintains herself. Her self-existence still exists. This is the concept. That connection that comes is what's called the Chibur. That we face each other and we can face each other and connect. Torah allows for that connection, allows for the separateness. It's very easy to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu and to lose at it. If you look at every one of the other religions, they assume that you get to the Haq, even let's say Islam, right? Islam, and you go to the Sufi mysticism. They go to Kodesh Baruch Hu is everything, is the Haq. He is. Oh, this leads to antinomian. We have no existence. We are constructed existence. That concept exists everywhere. The concept to be able to create a unity between us, between Yichud HaIloi and Yichud HaTato, this is the uniqueness of Torah. It's the Yichud of three. It's called the Segel. The Segel, there are two dots which are separate and they connect through a point in between that balances and unites them. This is what Torah is all about. It's the Yichud of the two through a third, and we're going to soon see how is that achieved. Okay? Our dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never to be misbattle ourselves completely. It's only the dveikus of three, right? That's the concept of rotzoi vashoiv. There is always this idea of getting too close and then the malachim or rotzoi vashoiv. This duality, the chidush, how to bring the two together. The two bringing together, it's still allowing from them to be separate but connected. By the way, Rabbi said, this is the soid of Sfiras Omer. We spoke last week. Sfiras Omer, you count days individually, and then you count days as part of a week. So you see the days individual and days are part of the week. The mitzvah is to count both. To have days as a part of the week, and days as individuals. You never say, okay, the days lose the individuality when they become part of a week. They still maintain. That's the greatest chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Chazal, that's understood that the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through Midas Adin, to allow always Midas Adin to create the sense of the self. So the sense of the self balanced to the unity is because our unity is not a unity of one, it's a unity of three. And we're going to soon see, says the Gro, says the Mitzvah Zichover, that's the Soid HaTorah. That's the Chidush HaTorah. The Shtia Lechem, it's the two united by the third. The Shtei Luchos, if you look at the Luchos, there's Lucha, one Luach is Ben Odom Ramokim, Odom is Ben Odom Lachaveroi, and then you have Kibud Aveim, which is Ben Odom Lachaveroi, as a conduit to be in Odom Ramokim. That conduit, it's all Torah is all about. This is something called the Soid HaMaskala. And we'll soon see how is that. Now, where's Midas Adin and Midas separate? The Midas Adin is separate because in itself it's simple, right? Midas Adin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides. For this to exist, to allow us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leosid Lovui, there is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the whole thing. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed is us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. It's called Yehuda Tato. Le'otzid Lov is state Nezoyer will be U Baruch Shem Kvod. The Vav will connect the two. The two of them will be able to exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hidden and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed will be able to be connected. That's what it's all about. We're going to see all of our lives. We have to understand to juggle between these two realities. See, in life, we always take an extreme, right? We always go to an extreme, either an extreme of connection, dveikus, and we lose ourselves, and then we go to something called antinomy behavior, or you go into this idea of separateness. Kodesh Baruch is there, I'm here, I'm going to do mitzvahs to get schar, as if there is a separate entity. The Kodesh Baruch is out there, right? The Kodesh Baruch is a separate entity. Midas Adin always relates to that, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with you. You're not him. That is what Midas Adin is all about, right? That Midas Adin, there is a Dayan and there is you. It's this separateness. And you look in Yiddishkeit, right? In Yiddishkeit, you have some people who dveikus and they can easily lead to antinomian behavior. Or you have some people who are Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, I'm here, I have to give accountability to him, Midas Adin, right? The blend between the two in Chazal is not in Torah, we'll soon see. V'msoid says, V'chena Torah b'shloi shadargin. Torah has the same idea. There is mitzvahs ese, and mitzvahs lois ese, v'chesed v'divur ashtay yadayim, v'tavu Torah keneged kulon. V'loshun miyached shneim. Tavu Torah is in between. It's in between getting close and keeping distance. This Rotzon Hashem is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the ability to know, and by knowing, know how much you don't know. The Talmud Torah is the more you know, the more you know that you don't know. So that's what the Gro says. That's what the Ritzko Kazikhover. And I think the best explanation to it is we're going to see now two things. We're going to see the Likutei Gro on the Shloisha. And before what we see that, and by the way, Rabbi Issa, it is a fantastic idea how we're going to explain this. This is the growing Kutei Gro that I'm telling you, hopefully everybody will remember and chazer, because this is a foundational idea in the Gro. But before we do the Kutei Gro, I just want to go with you over the Ateris Eliyahu. Ateris Eliyahu says the following. And the Ateris Eliyahu is in Bamidbar, right? Bamidbar, Perecho, Beis, Pasuk Hei. Yadua ke'olam nechlak l'shleisha. The world itself is divided into three. There is Shamayim va'aret. There is heaven and spiritual and this physical. Ve'echad kol mishnevu Adam. Adam is the one that's mechaber because he's partial. He blends the two. He blends ruchnius and gashmius together. Kmo she'nemar va'itzer elokim es Adam. Va'ipach be'apov nishmas chayim. Ve'lachen eiro shloisha memarba. You realize that really the three is really four. Why? Because Adam is really the third, but he is in himself Shamayim Vaaretz. And I told you mentioned so many times, the Gros says, Borah B'reishis Borah Elokim Es HaShamayim is the spiritual, Es HaAretz is the physical, and there is a Vav that connected to his Adam. The Maral says, why is Adam the only creature that goes standing up erectus? Meaning he only goes standing, because Adam is a Vav, right? Connecting Shamayim Vaaretz. That's the uniqueness. So really, it's three, which is in essence four, right? Is Shamayim, Oretz, and Adam, which is Shamayim Vaaretz together. That's what it says. If not for Torah, Shamayim Vaaretz do not exist. The Torah is also two in Yonim, that comes to bring together Shamayim Vaaretz. Ha'echad ruchni v'limud ha'Torah. You have something which is totally spiritual, which is limud ha'Torah, which is all spiritual, all the void of the mind. V'asheni kiyum mitzvot Hashem in the Vaaretz. And then you have something which is very physical, kiyum mitzvot. Also blends the physical with the spiritual, the world of physical, the world of spiritual. I always say, you see a great mekubal who has all the kavonas, he has to go to buy a lulav and nesser like everybody else looking for spots. ולכן כשרוצו מלוכים שהגיעו כשבוכו למטוער, that's what the מלוכים said, give a Torah up there. ראש ידעים למה רוחני. He didn't want to say, okay, the spiritual part belongs more to Shamayim, doesn't belong to us. ושיב להם מוישה רבינו, a Torah מקסיבה שם קיום המיסה שאינם בארץ. כשבוכו answered the מלוכים, no, you need the מיסה שאינם בארץ. וכנגד שלו ישאלה, That's why Balak wanted to destroy, send Balaam to destroy the Jewish people in these three concepts. Am hu Adam, kises in Aretz, vehu, and vehu kises in Aretz is Loshon HaNisar Tishamai. So says the Gro, the third is the Adam. Adam is the one that blends within himself. Torah is the vehicle that allows you to do that. So the concept of Torah is uniting Shomayim Vaaretz. That's what Torah is all about. Right? It's the vehicle that's Mechaber Mitzvahs Eseh Mitzvahs Lo Yisaseh. We live in a world of conflict. You realize that we are always manic depressive, but that's what we are, right? We are the ones to blend these two realities, to realize that the two realities clash, but this is what Torah is all about. Torah is not to bring us clarity, it's to bring a balance, to bring a harmony, an integration between two realities. Now look at the Gro in Likutei Agro, and we're going to learn the Likutei Agro. We have time today, I just want to spend time and to look at the various aspects of the Gro.
You are listening to Ben's
says the Gro in Likutei Agro is Chalkus HaKol LeGimel. The whole world is multiples of three. Kvar Kastadu Shachol Mitchalek LeGimel LeGimel. You should know that the whole Bria is Gimel and Gimel. V'in Eklal HaKol Baboire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way how we perceive Him, how He was Megale to us. He was Megale to us also in three. She'in built the Vikar Musa Shmoy HaGodol, and he says something fantastic. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in built. We can't ever grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ikar HaMusag, what do we know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Shmoy HaGadol. We know Yudke Vavke is His revelation. That's what He showed us. And that Keneged HaRuach, which is Atzilus, Shmoy Zborach. Then the Shomo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eina Museges, is something that we cannot grasp, are called the Ilomas Einsof. The Nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gilu, is Patus, is Paros, will always be here. And that is His way, how He is Mistashet, how He is Mislabish in the Ilomas Bia, in the Ilomas Bria Yetzirasi. We know the four Ilomas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created four dimensions of spirituality. Called Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. The world Asiya of the world of physical. The world of Yetzira already says, in the Rambam already writes in the world of Yetzira, right? The cross of a Yetzer Elikim, Loshen Yetzira, Loshen Tzura, is the Malochim, is the Hashpo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu interrelates, is the metaphysical. And then there's the world of Bria, which is the world of the Kiseh, which is the world of Neshomes. Something we call the Oifanim, right? And the Chayus HaKodesh, there is the Chayus, there's the Oifanim, and there's the Serafim, right? So those are three forms of Malachim, how they relate to us. So it says the Gro, this is Keneged the Nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And see how Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Homer explains. Kvar mitkasavnu, shakol mitchalek. Dov hazeh mevor al piv ha-shekos rabin makom ha-cheshini, neran shel adam. You look at the Nefesh of Adam. The Nefesh of Adam is also a triple Nefesh, right? This is also a triple nefesh. You're going to see the spirits, people. This is the introduction for you on the triple aspect of Gilui, which the Gro says the whole world is mischalik legina. Look at how the Gro understands. So look at this. She'inya neran shel adam, husha nefesh umadrega lemata min adam. We know the nefesh, the neshoma that resides within us is called the nefesh, ruach, and the neshoma. And he says like this, Nefesh is Lemata min Adam. Anybody who has been in the Shiur knows that the Nefesh is below Adam. It's something that the Adam does with, but is below Adam. The Ikar Madregas Adam, if you ever ask, what's the Madregas Adam? Hu HaRuach. The Ruach, which is the metaphysical, is the ultimate Adam. It's not the Neshama, which is above us. It's not the Nefesh, which is below us. We are the Ruach. Ve'ata ruach yasher alecha, and he says, "What's the ruach? Ruach is wind. Ha'oile ve'yoyred. That's the one that goes up and down, right? Wind moves. Is air in movement, right? Ubo kol hatikunim v'chol avoida. All the tikunim and all the avoida is in the ruach. Ve'anefesh bo'al niskan min aguf. The nefesh is something that becomes part of the guf. It's something that the neshama, the ruach, uses it. In other words, it's one expression of the ruach, but it's below the Adam. If you look at Adam, who are we? We are nothing but the ruach. The neshama, who dovah shelemala mi midrash Adam. Neshama is above Adam. So you realize that what we are is the Ruach, that we connect the Neshama, which is above us, to the Nefesh, which is below us. So this three ideas, this unity based on the three of balance, is ourselves. Right? The Nefesh, which is the Ruach, is the one that controls the direction. That's why in Hebrew, Ruach not only means wind, means direction. The Ruach Asher Chaya, because we are like a compass that we keep oscillating between the two realities which we are. So that struggle is the Neshama. Our struggle is the Neshama and the Nefesh, and the Ruach is the one that dictates and oscillates between the two. And he says, the Neshama is Bashamayim, it's not us. You know, the Neshama is not within us. The Neshama only, we can only access the Neshama. But Neshama shenosata bi teoirahi, there is the bi, according to the Greek, the Ruach. The Ruach says, Elokai, Neshama shenosata bi, the Neshama that you put over me. I am the Ruach, and the Neshama you gave me above, that I can access the Neshama. But the Neshama is in the Shamayim. However, the Neshama only comes as inspiration to the Ruach. The Neshama only comes to the Mesak in the Ruach. The Nefesh is from the Oretz. The Nefesh comes from the Ruach. That's why the person dies. It stays in the Matzeva. Yerushalmi calls the Matzeva Ein Oisim Nefosh is Latzadikim. Nefesh is the Nefesh. The Omruzu Nafshu Shul Odom Arishin. What's Nefesh Chaya? The Shod Varishon. The Yitzhar Shebo Ube Nefesh. And the Yitzhar resides with the Nefesh. Dovuk Bo Yube Soid Heik Vures Heip Yom Elohim Gibata Nefesh. The Elohim, five times Elohim, which is Keneged, the five part Sufim of the Nefesh, is the Gibata Nefesh Elohim, five times Elohim is the Gibata Nefesh. V'azen Nemer Kiesel Lev Odom Rah Mine Ura Vishnin Ad Batinimoy. When the beginning of life, right? The Nefesh, the Yetzer comes, because the Nefesh comes from Imoy, from the mother. The mother is the motherland, where it comes from the land. That's why the Zohar says, Nefesh is Shitufa the Gufa. Nefesh is the part that goes with the Guf. The Nefesh cannot exist without the Guf. That's why you need Kebeyochel Amatseva, because it has always to connect to the physical. There's no Nefesh without the physical. So that's why it always connects to the physical. Sod now says the Gross something fantastic with the cover. You know, the Shem Shomayim can be spelled in four ways. One of them is called the Ben. Ben is, you spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. Bimilu Hey is Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vav Vav, Hey Hey, is Megillah 52. We saw two Yud Kei Vav Keis, right? There's a Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's a Yud Kei Vav Kei within the 52. That's Keneged Shitufa Degufa. That's the two worlds, right? The world of Hashem and the world of physical. That's the Shem Ben. The Shem Ben is that beginning of the separation, which is the Guf. And that is Keneged the Nefesh. That's the Shem Ben. Sheboko la Shvira vekilkulin vu Nefesh a Behema. You realize that the word Behema is also Begimatri 52. Because it is a different dimension. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the dimension of physical. When Kebiyochel Shem Shamayim splits, the split, the famous split, is the Nefesh. The Nefesh is the split where there is a Shem Shamayim above and a Shem Shamayim below. That's called the Oretz. Okay? Mash'in ken haruach. Look at fantastic. Ruach is Adam. Ruach is the Adam. That's mechaber the Shamayim v'Oretz. Adam is the Ruach. Vehu Shem Ma. Adam is the Gematria 45, which is the Yichud Shem Shomayim B'Milui Aleph. Yud Kei Vav Kei with an Aleph is 45. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, Hey Aleph. That's the Shema. Adam is Ma. Why Ma? Because it's the essence. If you want to ask, what are you? The Ruach decides. You decide what direction you're going. Rabbi said, that's why is Milui Aleph. What's the Aleph? It's a Yud below, a Yud above, and a Vav connecting. That's Adam. Adam is an Aleph. Right, the Chet Adam Arishin, what was it? Was the violation of the Aleph. Why is that a violation of the Aleph? Because what took the Aleph is the Yud above and the Yud below. There was a straight connection. The two Yuds and the Vav is in between. Chet et Tadas made that connection very crooked. It's not obvious. So that's why the Vav became crooked. One Yud below, one Yud is above. Yud below is the Nefesh. Yud above is the Neshama. The Vav is Adam. That's why the Yud ki Vav ki Bimilu Aleph, the Shema, you should always remember, Ma, the what is Yud Kei Vav Kei Bimilui Aleph, which is the Gematria Adam 45. Behu Bavir, that's why is the air connecting Shamayim Voretz. Where Neshama Ushuta Vashlishi. Neshama is the Gematria Samech Gimel, right? That's Milui Shem Shamayim, as we spoke. Bimilui Vav is Yud. Yud, Vav, Dalit, Yud, Hey, Yud, Vav. Here is Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey, Yud. That's the Shoma. That's the Shoma Yud that you connect to the point. Vezes soid ha'od, cause of ki Adam, Eitz Asode. Adam is Eitz Asode. Eitz Asode, Begimatria, Samer Gimel, Memhei, Ben. Eitz, which is 160, it's Keneget, Samer Gimel, Memhei, Ben. Right, this is the Eitz Asode. Ubitchila koidem achet ayodom zeche gam lemadregas chaya. There is a fourth part of the neshama, which is way above, that we had, which was besoid unbased, that's Shem Shomayim with Milu Yud, complete Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey Yud Vav, and Hey Yud, which is the ultimate connection. But we were not Zoicha Vihu, soid Eitz Achaim Vyochal Min Vachay Lovilam. But Acharachet Porach Minei Ziyar Ailov Yidishar Madregas Eitz Levad. So that's Chaya we lost in the Chet Eitz Adas. Today we are the Neshama above us, the Yud above us, which is the Shem Shomayim with Milu is the Samech Gimel, which is Yud, but Vov Alevov, and then you have us, which is the Shema, and the Shem Ben below. We are three Shem Shomayim together, and the Ma is the what, is the balancing between the Shem Samech Gimel and the Shem Ben below. Now look at what it says. Okay, let me just skip it here. This is every Adam. Every Adam is this triple dimension, and Adam is the balancing, the connection between two dimensions which are opposite. And Adam is constantly balancing. But he says, "Verabino mefosh ken bichalo ilomu is merishes atzim sumasof amadrigus." How could the Shvuch was megale himself? He was also megale himself in this three-dimensional ichud. Shekulam besoid neron. You realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a neshama, and Kibeyochel Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself as the neshama to the world also in this three-dimensional way. The same way that our three dimensions is the Ruach balancing between the Nefesh and the Neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing to himself, and there is the Nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shows to the world. Take a look what he says, V'hine, She'atzilus, the Olam Ha'atzilus, which is called in the passage, V'hine Kol HaNikra, Bishmi, Bishmi is the Shem, is Atzilus. The Ivorim, where Vishmi Velichvoidi really is Atzilus. So he says like this, behind Shem Atzilus Yadua Shua Ikar Ban Hoged, Shem Atzilus is the Neshama of the world. And he says, but that's not the Neshama, it's really the Ruach of the world. Why is the Ruach of the world? Because the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with the world Atzilus. V'chol HaProtim Shemidabrim Sham HaKol Betzuras Odom. You realize how the Arizal says, if you want to understand Atzilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kebiyochol reflects in this world, it looks like a human reflection. There is Partzufim, there is the famous Partzufim, and this is the idea of the spheres. The spheres there, they are a multitude of spheres talking to each other. The same like Adam talks, right? We have the eyes and all of this anthropomorphism that there is in Kabbalah relates to Elam Atzilus. Evorim, there is such a thing called Evorim, Islapshus, there is ideas how one sphere goes into the next. Katnus, Vegadlus, we talk about these spheres of Katnus and Gadlus, Hiburi, Niko, Moichi, Vekola Protim. All the spheres, all when we talk about this Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is it? Is it Atzilus? How HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in Atzilus? HaKol Husham. Why? Ki Atzilus u Sidur Anhoga. Atzilus is the dimension that Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself to be manhig the world. something called Hashgacha. He is Sederd Musodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears there like a human. Why? Because that world is the Hashgacha, which is a reflection of how we do. The reason why Atzilus is Kibiyochol Tzuras Adam, because we, how we do Torah and Mitzvahs, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing the world. Then Hogas HaOlam comes from Atzilus. That's why it's the Tzuras Adam, because this is where we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, Lachenu Madregas Ruach, in the, if you compare Atzilus, you compare Atzilus to the Ruach of Adam. This is the world of Avoida. It's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyochol is managing the world. It's the world of something called Hashgacha. So Atzilus is that Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is determined by Adam, right? Because Adam is the one who Kibiyochol Tnu Oiz L'Elokim. We are the ones who do the mitzvahs. And Namhoga is the world of Schar, right? That's why it's Bitzuras Adam. And that's called the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Gilui Hashem, where does the Shem Shamayim appear? In what dimension is the dimension called Atzilus? Shem Havaye Be'arba Osfun, the Bey Arba Parsufim. This is the famous spheres and the Yud, and we talk about the Yud, Choch, Mahei, Bin, Avov. It's all in the Olam Atzilus. Okmo Shem Odom, Ikora, Vashem Aruach, the same way that Odom. How we define ourselves is our Ruach. Kmo Ken Shmoy Hagodul al Atzilus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation, the Ikar revelation is Atzilus. That is the ultimate revelation that we relate to. Yogamken Soid Adam. This is Kebiyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us as the Adam of the Bria. The Al Dumus HaKise Dumus Kemare Adam. That's why Daniel sees above the Kise, about the Kisya covered, there is an Adam. Who is Adam? Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing in Atzilus. And Daniel says that he says, the Tzaddik always says, right, who did he see? He saw himself. Because our Anhog is what determines a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Adam in the Atzilus is the Adam Sheboi, which is nothing but something called the Ruach. That's the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'adua ki ha-kiseh u'bibriya. The kiseh is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. So the kiseh is the oil of Abriya, Yitzir, and Asiya. That's the nefesh. That's the goof. That's the goof ki be'yochol of Dan Hoga. Ve'hu Shem Elohim. That's Shem Elohim asher sham. So the Shem Gilui Ma, the same way that in the Ruach is the Gilui Yudki Vavki B'Shema, the Atzilus is also Shema, because it's connecting the worlds above, which is called the world of Schar, which is above Atzilus. Those are the Olomas Ein Soif that we have just an idea what it's not, but we don't know what it is. Connecting to the world of the Gilui, which is Bria Yetzir Asiya, which is the Malochim and the creation. Atzilus is the Anhoga, right? So Atzilus is the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, it's in between. It's the mediating of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between the Olamos of the Anhoga, which is the Nefesh, to the Olamos of Schar, which is Ein Sof. This is the Shem Shamayim Be'Alfin. The Shem Shamayim in Aleph, when you see the Shamayim is Natsilus. Why? Because Yud above is the Olomos Aschar, the Olomos Ein Sof, Kigeneged Neshama, and the Yud below is the Olomos Anhoga, which is Bria Yetzir and Asiya. So the Atzilus is the Ruach. Right? And it says, Olomos Ein Sof. Now, what are the Olomos Ein Sof? This is the Anhoga that we know here. What is the Anhoga? What is below Keneged Nefesh? Is Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya is, that is something called the Nefesh. Okay? But look at something interesting. And the Olomos Ein Sof. What are the Olomos Ein Sof that we don't understand? Hem Madregas HaNeshama. That's Kibiyocho de Neshama, Gilui HaNeshama v'Kodesh Bohu. She'ina Michal Atzilus Shmoy, ki Shmoy hu lefini anargoses anivroim. Atzilus HaKodesh Bohu reveals. The beginning of Revelation is Atzilus, which is called the Anhoga, the Shem Hashgocha. Above that is called the Olomos Ein Sof. That's the Zekus HaKodesh Bohu. So Atzilus allows us to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Olomos of Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. Bria, the ultimate highest part of the Nefesh, is the Neshama of Adam. So the Loika Mimal is the Nefesh Adam, which is from Olomos of Bria. We connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Atzilus. The same way of all clutter, kula, is the unity of three. כי הוא לפי עניין הנגוס הסיבר בכל הפרוטים אשר שם, אבל בעלמין, בלילה, דוזוי לא מסיד יוינים, אינם לפי סדר אדם, that is a world, that's the unhog, but you see, the Ramchal always says, there is unhogas המשפט and unhogas היחוד. Unhogas המשפט is the Adam controls, is Atzilus. The Lomas in Soif, which is connected to the Neshoma by Adam, that's the Gilu Kibiyochul of the Neshoma, of the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not if you say the Rodem, if he has manel, we saw it a Nitzchiz, Shlemus on Hoga. This is a Shlemus, Lemala Migedra, Avoyda, Vabchira, we saw it Tashm Schar. That is the Schar. The Schar is our connection to the Lomas in Soif. V'lachene, we saw it the Shoma. Omer Sh'anu Medabrim Bayim Urak, כמו שמספשו שם עם הצילוס. The Olam הזה אינסויף, we only know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed in the world of Atzilus to know what we don't know. In other words, that's the world of Keser, right? We know what we don't know, right? והדרך כמו שמשם נועים לשבין את הצילוס, שם עקב, okay. The idea is, so says, the same tree, and Hoga, the three dimensions, the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilu of Olam is of Nefesh, Atzilu, which is his manik, which is the Ruach Keneged Odom, and that's why the Shema, that's our mitzvahs dictate, that's the Odom Alakise, and then there is the world of Schar, which is the world of unity, and Atzilus allows us to connect between the two. Rabbi said, this is the Yichud. The Yichud is Odom connecting the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his gilui of connecting the Bria of existence to the Bria of Ichud. There is an Odom that connects the two. That's why Atzilus is the Odom Sheba Bria, which is the Ruach Sheba Bria. So realize that Tveretz Ruchi Vata Ruchi Asher Lecha Udvore Shesamti Bificha. That's the Soida Maskala. And Rabbi said, this is how the world is all about. So what the question that we asked, one second, is triple or double? Yes. The world is to connect two realities. The chidush of Matan Torah is that we have this in-between, the ruach in-between. Torah is the in-between, is the mediator, right? The luchos. Chazal say there were six tfochim, two tfochim in the hands of Moshe, two tfochim in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mediation, the connection, to be able to juggle these two realities, the olomos aschar, the olomos avoida. This is Torah. This is the avoid of Adam. That's the Shema. This is the essence. That's the Chiddush of Matan Torah. That's why Torah, that's Dorosh Haugrilo, Brich Rachmona. So says the Chassam Sofer, we know what the Rachmona is. What's the Rachmonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's blending the two realities. That blend is Shema Rachamim, is the Shema. Shema is, you realize that there is a triple Torah, five times three Matan Torahs, which is 45. So the Torah in itself is the Shema. Shema is the fourth balancing the two youths. And that's the Ma, meaning the essence of the existence is this. This is what makes us Jewish. That's Tzura Fodom. That's how we view the whole world of Yichud. It's not a Yichud, but a Yichud of a Vav connecting to Yichudim. Yichuda in Eloi, Yichuda Tato is the Vav of the Bria. That's why the Vav is the Vav HaMisapech. Realize the Das, which is the connection, is Misapech. Because you realize that Ruach, you could go that direction, you could oscillate. All of life is an oscillation, which is so unbelievable, right? If you look at, if anybody knows that string theory, right? Those strings, they vibrate. It's always called a vibration. The world is not a dimension of vibrations. We believe that, right? The Ruach is a vibration that oscillates. This is the Yichud. That's uniquely Jewish. This is what Torah is all about. And that's how we view Kibud Avayim. Our Shoresh is Av Vayim. What's an Av? Av is the Aleph and the base. The unity and the duality. This is Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah that the Ben Odom Lamokim goes through Ben Odom Lachaviroi, and they are together. The Ben Odom Lachaviroi is Ben Odom Lamokim. That's why Kibud Avayim is the only mitzvah that the Kibud Avayim, right? The Ben Odom Lamokim is through Ben Odom Lachaviroi. And that's Tzuras Odom. That is the Shoresh. That's how the Aleph and the Beis connect. That's how the two Luchos connect. So the Avoida of us, of Chodesh Sivan, is uniting the two dimensions, is the Teoimim. But the Teoimim will unite, maintaining the two together. I always say in a marriage, you get married to your wife. But you cannot, there has to be an Ezer Kenegdoi. There's always this Ezer Kenegdoi. Ezer Kenegdoi is the balancing Adam. Adam is balancing the Ezer and the Kenegdoi. That's the Ruach, that's the balancing of the two youths. This is life all about. That's why on Tishrei, in our Voida, is a scale, because the world in itself is the maskala, is the scale juggling and balancing the two Yehudim. This is what's unique Jewish and uniquely different than anything else. Now, the fantastic part of it is, it's not only the school of the Gro. If you look, and I made you a collection of the places that the Tzaddik talks about this. By the way, the Gro at the Deres Eliyahu always says the same thing in Yeshayahu. Yodam nechlak lishtayim, haguf, and the shnei chelkei Torah, Torah and mitzvahs, and this is mechaber shomayim v'aret. Odom I doing Torah and mitzvahs, you mechaber shomayim v'aret, and the Torah is mechaber shomayim v'aret. And then you have Rav Tzaddik. Rav Tzaddik goes, this is the idea of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, and Odom connects Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. I always say like this, our Yiddishkeit, you could say it's tradition, meaning it's set in stone, things don't change, it's immutable, but it's innovation. Right? Kikor, the B'skrom always says, Kikor v'lecha dovar b'ficha u'bilvovcha lasoisei. Right? We're going to see something before. I'm going to tell you this in a second. But you realize that this is Meficha Bilvov Chalasoise. It says the scroll. Meficha is tradition. You just repeat over. Bilvov is understanding your own creativity. The balance between creativity and tradition. That's Adam. Adam juggles. Is the Ichud of the opposites, is the Ichud and the balancing. That's the Ichud of Adam, that's the Shema connected to, and that's the Ruach. And all of life, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, the Ichud that we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shem HaAtzilus, connecting the world of creation to the world above. Creation to the Creator is the Gilui HaAtzilus. And that's Netzel, and that's Shem Shamayim Bimilei. Now the Tzaddik who go to explain those are these three swords, these three Keser Malchus, Keser Kehuna, right, and Keser Torah. Keser Malchus in the world, Keser Kehuna in the Shamayim, Keser Torah connecting the two. It's always the case. In Klal Yisrael, you always see there is never unity, it's a unity of balancing of three. So Rav Tzaddik in Komet Tamincha, I encourage everybody to look at it. Okay, the various place Tamincha, and he goes into this idea is Remesh, Pshat, Remesh, and Soid, right? He goes into this. We all know that Soid is Mechaber, Pshat, and Rash, right? Pshat and Rash. And anybody who goes to Mishle knows that Soid connects the two, right? There's a world of Pshat, the world of Rash, and appears to be such a break between Pshat and Rash. To the point that even Halevi writes a book of Pshat and Drash. There is a dichotomy, almost irreconcilable between Pshat and Drash, and Soid is Mechaber, the two, right? And that's Rhapsodic, right? And that's, he talks also the three Mishloisha Dvorim Nitna Torah. He goes in the Shloisha Dvorim. Here he goes to explain Oraisat Lisoi, the three Midas, and here the idea to Rosh Hashanah, and then he goes Nistar. We know that Nistar is the one that connects. He goes in the Yom Atli, so we know that Shabbos is always in between, connecting the 3 days of the past week to the 3 days of the next week. So the days are three. And Shabbos connect two dimensions of three, meaning we live in a world which is all three created, right? And that's Rabbi Komis Amincha in Oscheres, in Islam Zayin. You have here also in Likutei Torah, in Likutei Amorim, I'm sorry. And this is what's uniquely about us. Now, udvoresh is something beficha. You realize that our mouth, the loshen, is loshen lash. We are medaber. The medaber is because the ruach is dvoresh is something beficha. The breeze apeh connects to the world of machshava, to the world of physical. We always always is meramis to the idea of the following. There is a brocha which is keneged the guf, which is roifechol boser mafilasois, and there's one brocha keneged the neshama. That's a lokai neshama shnasatabi. What's in between roifechol boser mafilasois? That's the miracle of creation. Miracle of creation is that's a dibur. That's a haflo. right, is a Loshon HaDibur. Always Hafla is Loshon HaDibur. The Rambam goes into the Ilchus Nedorim, is a Hafla. That's why Dvoresh is Samti Bificha, says the Gro, the Loshon, Loshon Lash. It mixes, it creates that unity, right? That's why Loshon is the most important to create unity. The worst Avera that you could realize, the worst thing that you could do with your Loshon is to separate. That's why Loshon Hara is such a terrible thing, because it creates separation, right? Yes, yes, Kefli Neder is to speak, right? It's good that the verb means to speak. It's Kefli Neder, Yafli is speaking, right? That's the idea of Haflo. So Rabbi said, this is what uniqueness of Adam and the uniqueness of Torah is, this balance, is the Shema. The way to ponder always in life is to live in these two realities, because the more we can reconcile, we can live in these two realities talking to each other. That's how we are going to go from creation to connect to the world of Schar. You realize in Yolam Atzilus, we need to connect the world of creation to the world of Schar. Mochor lekabel schorom. And that Atzilus will be in between, will allow us to come. And that's why, what is the Gehenna? Right? What's punishment? What's the ultimate punishment? So, that's what always says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimate chesed. So the ultimate punishment will be that a person gets the schar without deserving, which means that he loses that balance, because he never created the ability to balance it well. They're mutually exclusive. So you get the schar, but you lose the self. The self, maintaining the balance between the self and the yichud, is the ultimate avodah zarah, to be able to create an aleph balancing two yuds, which are in essence almost mutually exclusive. That's the Shema. That's the Ogilui Hatzilus. Was that Ogilui Kvoyri Yisborach? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself in such a complicated system, is to allow these dualities to coexist. This is the beauty of Torah. That's like how Bilo says, Brich Rachmon, that's the Rachmonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rachmonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shema. So if anybody wants to ever think, what makes us unique is the Adam, which is the Ma. And that's why the Mishnah says, Al Tistakil Bakankan. There's two Kankans, the two Kufnuns. Kufnuns are, we know that they are 150 Tami Taira and 150 Tami Tuma. Ela Bema Shebesayoi. Look at the Shema, which is inner, and you realize that you could reconcile the Kankan. So the Kankan, which is the Kinyonim, right? Al Tistakil Bakankan, Ela Bema Shebesayoi. The Masha B'Seichoi is what really dictates the world. And that's our Torah. So we have to allow us to live. We don't want to have a world that there's no clash. We are always balancing the clash. This is what's unique us. That's how Klal Yisrael is all about. This idea of balancing two realities. This is who we are, the manic depressives. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to do that, right? To have the ability to do so. That we say, Mizmo Lesoida, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes we are Amoy, sometimes Sor Marisa, sometimes Amoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads us from ahead, sometimes Sor Marisa leads us from behind. That balancing, juggling, creating the unity between two conflicting realities is what Torah is all about. So you should have a great Yom Tov. I'm Ray Chavez, and if anybody wants to stay, I'm going to open the microphones for everybody, so this way everybody can share questions or comments or something like that. Okay, if anybody has any questions, any comments?
Ari?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, in Mara, it says that because Rahu gave Chayisrael Shabbos, Dinim, then there's a question of Eskiba D'Avayim, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think it starts Mima there, it says Paraduma, but it's a switch from the Pe'alot, was really a Ha'alot from the Paraduma. But if it's Kiba D'Avayim, because there are those who say Klashas Tiresicha, where is Tiresicha? By Mara.
But you realize that Mara may have
been. Three of these connections. It's amazing. The Kibbutz and the Shabbos connection, and then Dinim is a Machaber of everything also.
Exactly. But not only that, you realize that Shabbos and Dinim are almost like opposites, right? Shabbos is the idea that you stay and Dinim you go back. Kibbutz Avayim is in between. Kibbutz Avayim is this. Really, Kibbutz Avayim is this. That's why he says in Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashash Chinose Elam Yuchose Shem Yisrael. If you don't know who your father is, you cannot connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mashash Chinose. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the vehicle of connection. That's why Sefer HaYuchdin is so important. Exactly.
It's Mara. Otherwise, why these three? What's always these three? Just pick three out of the hat, you know, kind of three and a half.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Kachas Sicha, his mom is there also. That's what Kachas Sicha refers. Some people say for Mara.
Yes, that's the fantastic aspect of the world. That's fantastic. By the way, this Gro is not fantastic. The Datsilus is the Sheman. You could understand every time. You need that the spheres are always, the spheres are revealing in Datsilus, right? I didn't talk about it. It's a form of revelation. The form of revelation is the Shema. That's why it's Tzuras Adam. That's why it's so anthropomorphic. And I just encourage you to look at Reb Tzodik. Reb Tzodik takes the same idea because that's why, right, to balance within the Chassidim and the Mishnah. In life, you have to be stagnant. You realize that to take a view which is very clear and everything is very, quote-unquote, obvious and very simplistic, that's why Einstein said this. We live in a world that contradicts itself, right? Quantum and relativity contradict themselves. And the unity is basically the string theory, right? It's fantastic. It's fantastic, right? The unity is the symmetry. They realize that those two are conflicting ideas. Light, right? Light can be a particle, it can be a wave, right? But you have to balance between the two. It depends how it swings. Fantastic. Anybody who understands that, this is fantastic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has trained us to get our minds to do that. If we get to this, we can get to the world of Tzchar. But if you don't do this, you can't get to the world of Tzchar. Right? Because Tzchar is Dveikus. But if there is Dveikus, there's no Tzchar, there's no me. How can I be Dveikus? So this Rotzei Vashoyim, this balance, this Ruach, it was allows Dveikus to be a Tzchar. Otherwise, Dveikus is not a Tzchar. You realize that the Chesiont of already asks, Matan Schorun Shol Tzadiki, Matona is not a Schar. How can they say Matan Schorun Shol Tzadiki? It's a Stira Minei Ubei. Dos is dos. Life is a Stira Minei Ubei. And you realize that in the Yomim Achorein, meaning as we get close to Mashiach, this duality of real existence has revealed itself. And you balance it through the music, or what's called the vibrations of the world. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay? So everybody should have a great Shabbat, a great Yontem, and I encourage everybody to go through this, because this is like basic foundations of Yiddishkeit, right? This is what makes us unique and makes them unique.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.